Hello, everyone. We'll call the Conference Committee on Agricultural, Natural Resources, and General Government Appropriations to order. Michelle, would you please call the roll?
Senate Conferees, Senator Hayes.
Here.
Senator Brandis.
Here.
Senator Brannan.
Here.
Senator Dean. Senator Simpson.
Here.
Senator Soto.
Present.
Senator Stargell.
Here.
Senate at Large, Senator Gardner. Senator Joyner. Senator Margolis. Senator Richter. Senator Smith. Senator Thrasher. House Conferees, Chairman Albritton.
Here.
Representatives Boyd.
Here.
Broxson.
Here.
Eisnagel. Jones. Moraitis.
Here.
Hafford.
Here.
Washine.
Here.
Smith.
Here.
Spano.
Here.
Stewart.
Here.
Watson.
Here.
At-large members, Representatives Baxley, Coley, Gibbons, Gonzalez, Holder, Jones, O'Toole, Roussan, Schenck, Thurston, Waldman, Williams, Workman, Young. Chairman, we have a quorum.
Okay, thank you. You always do a great job, Michelle.
Thank you.
Okay, members, thanks for being here. Thank you to all of you for coming out. There are two packets. One is a side-by-side documents of proviso, implementing bill, and conforming bill. The other is the House offer number one, including our offer on water projects. The shadowed row numbers on the right of the spreadsheet are the House offer. We believe it's a good one.
Yeah, but we're looking for excellent.
Thank you for your support, Representative Boyd. I appreciate it. Within the allocation, of course. Senator Hayes, anything you'd have to share with us?
Good night. No, seriously, Chair Albritton, I enjoy working with you and your team, and I'd like to thank you for this offer and your staff and my staff. They've done an absolutely magnificent job. Now, that doesn't say that your offer is magnificent at all, but we will certainly take this under consideration. I truly believe that, well, it's not even 8 o'clock yet. We may not be within 24 hours of a resolution, but tomorrow night I expect that we'll have made some pretty big strides toward resolution of everything that you and I are able to decide on. And I think that it's a good offer, but we're looking for excellence. So when you come to our position, it'll be an excellent offer. Okay? No, seriously, we'll certainly take this under consideration. We'll get back with you. I'm not sure right now when I'll be ready to make another offer, but I'll get with my team and we'll see. We'll let you know. Be in communication. Thank you and your staff for your communication availability. And we'll just make it happen.
Thank you very much. I didn't know until tonight that the word excellence is relative.
Well, you need to be in the Senate.
Wow. And I still love you. Okay, good deal. I think that you're going to find, Senator Hayes, that we've covered a lot of ground in this.
Yeah.
And yes, there's probably still ground to cover. I'll certainly give you that one, but this is a good offer, and I think we're moving in the right direction, which means everything.
Well, and I think you and I both appreciate the confidence that the Speaker Rutherford and Chair McKeel and Chair Negron and President Gates have placed in you and me. These are some very serious matters, and while you and I will cut up here behind the microphone, it's definitely serious legislation, and it affects the lives of 19 million people, and we dare not treat it lightly at all. It's a very serious responsibility, and we appreciate their confidence in us and look forward to working with you on it.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Excellent words to close on. Then, well, members, we'll be back with you. We'll, as you read through this, if you have any questions, please don't hesitate to reach out to me. And I'm sure Senator Hayes, you feel the same way about your senators. And we'll just, if you would, folks, just keep a lookout for the meeting time for the next conference. And with that, we'll adjourn.